From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today is Veterans Day, the day the U.S. honors military veterans. But as vets come home from Iraq and Afghanistan, many are facing a startling but persistent problem, homelessness. According to the National Alliance to End Homelessness, the number of homeless vets in New York alone jumped more than 60%. The problem is not new. It goes back to the beginning of the Republic. Todd DiBestino is author of the book Citizen Hobo, How a Century of Homelessness Shaped America, and he joins us now. Mr. DiBestino, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the study released by the National Alliance to End Homelessness found that one in four homeless people in the United States are veterans, even though vets make up only 11% of the population. One in four. Why do so many veterans wind up homeless?
One thing is the experience of war. The exposure of combat, post-traumatic stress, all as horrible as all those things are not predictors of homelessness. The reason veterans become homeless has little to do with their military service, but a lot to do with their background. The military draws disproportionately from poor and working-class communities, which are the very communities most susceptible to homelessness.
Now, historically, we've seen a spike in homelessness among returning veterans after a war, sometimes even while that war is still being fought. Help us tick through that history.
I read that report by the National Alliance to End Homelessness that came out last week, and it really reads like kind of the latest chapter of a very old story that goes back hundreds of years, at least to Elizabethan times, when demobilized soldiers and sailors really contributed mightily to the first modern crisis of homelessness in history. This phenomenon was so novel that Elizabethans came up with new terms to describe it. They called them vagrants and vagabonds, and they really caused quite a stir in Elizabethan England. They tended to travel in great gangs, and eventually they became politicized. They contributed enormously to the English Revolution of the 1640s, which overthrew a monarch and set up a republic. So you could really say, it's not an exaggeration to say, that our modern ideas of citizenship really come from the experience of coming home from war and placing unique demands on the polity and the state.
What has been the history of post-war homelessness in the U.S.?
Again, that goes back really to the founding of our country. After the American Revolution and in 1783, poor, unpaid soldiers marched on the nation's capital, Philadelphia.
And then after World War I, homeless veterans again haunted the body politic.
World War I veterans didn't become a major political force for change until 1932 with the March on Washington of the bonus marchers. They marched on Washington. Many of them brought their families. Hoover asked his chief of staff, Douglas MacArthur, to clear the nation's capital of these protesters who he suspected were influenced by the Communist Party. The scene of these kind of World War I veterans being chased down with tanks and cavalry really seared into the nation's consciousness.
Now, I assume that the GI Bill helped many veterans of World War II avoid homelessness, not the case in the Vietnam War, where you saw a large number of men return home and move to the streets within a decade.
Well, yeah, World War II is our great kind of success story of how to deal with the returning veteran. Congress passed the Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944, commonly known as the GI Bill. It did, first of all, it gave veterans 2 years unemployment compensation, no questions asked. The idea was to kind of remove millions of veterans from the labor force and put them into schools while the economy reconverted back to kind of civilian times. And the GI Bill worked like a charm. It wasn't cheap, but it did work.
So, Mr. DiBestino, I'm going to end where we began. That veterans account for one in four homeless people in the U.S. What's the best way to reverse that number? How do you combat that?
If you want the proportion of veterans to among the homeless to be equal to the proportion of the general population, then you need to recruit from a cross-section of America. The second way is to come up with a total solution to the problem of homelessness in general. And the problem of homelessness is really the problem of extreme poverty. So you would need pretty significant anti-poverty measures, something on the scale of the GI Bill.
Mr. DiBestino, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Todd DiBestino. He teaches at the Beaver Campus of Penn State University. He's the author of Citizen Hobo, How a Century of Homelessness Shaped America.